You're listening to Off the Clock. I'm Janet Saidi. Today we hear the first in a new series, My Farm Roots. It's about life and memories in farm country. But first, the call of the open road has long beckoned Americans, and in 1978, William Least Heat Moon answered the call and embarked on a drive around the country, taking the road less traveled. Starting in Columbia, he followed a circular route that totaled nearly 14,000 miles. The result was Blue Highways, the New York Times best-selling book. 30 years later, photographer Ed Ayler III and his son Edgar Ayler IV retraced that path, photographing the sites and people described in the original Blue Highways book. Their photos have been compiled into Blue Highways Revisited, a book released earlier this year by the University of Missouri Press. KBIA's Raymond Tungekar spoke with Ayler on the program Intersection earlier this week. Here's an excerpt from their conversation.
What was it about Blue Highways originally that you just fell in love with?
Well, the thought, I'd always loved camping. I'd always loved backroads locations for photography. And as I read Will's book, I thought, man, the thought of getting into a van or even a car and driving the back roads of America just to see what you can see through 38 states, I mean, it just intrigued me. I think that's what inspired me. Then to be able to combine that with the love of photography, it was a match made in heaven for me. The photography and the opportunity to retrace his route and see what we could find from, 30 years later.
One couple that was mentioned in Will's book was Rosemary and Bill Hammond.
Yes.
Tell me about them.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. When Will found Rosemary and Bill Hammond, it was in a little bitty town in Kentucky on the Kentucky River. They had been working already 9 years on the bluebill, which is you see in this photo, the bluebill is about 65 feet long. Bill built that from the ground up. And so you don't know, of course, when Blue Highways was published in 1982, whether that boat ever touched the water or not. But we do find out, fortunately, I was able to track down Rosemary Hammond. At that time, Bill was deceased, but Rosemary was still living in 2009, and I was able to interview her and found out that the bluebill was placed on the water in about 1987, and they got to live on it for about 3 years.
Huh. And going into this, what was your impression of them? I mean, you had read about them and learned about them through Will's book. Did you have any preconceived notions, or were you secretly hoping that that you'd see them both on their ship as
Oh, of course, you'd love. I would have loved to have found both of them still living and on that boat. In fact, I tried to track down the boat. She later would sell the boat after Bill died, and we think it's somewhere down in Florida, but I've never been able to find the registry down there for it. When my son and I approached this, we loved photography, so that was the thing we were most excited about. As we got into the trip, finding the people was perhaps even more exciting. Just to get to meet these people and know these were real characters and get to interview them again and have the opportunity to bring our readers up to date 30 years on those characters, it turned out to be probably the most fun part of the trip was meeting the people.
That was Ed Ayler III talking with KBIA's Raymond Tungekar on Intersection earlier this week about Blue Highways Revisited. The new book retraces the same path taken by William Least Heat Moon in the original Blue Highways more than 30 years ago. To see some of the photos Ayler and his son took along the road, go to KBIA.org. It's time now for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media, where we hear Americans' stories and memories of rural life, because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Jeremy Bernfeld, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. I met Kate Edwards, a young farmer in Solon, Iowa, late in the spring, right as some of her vegetables were beginning to poke up from the ground. Edwards didn't always work in the fields. No, she came back to the farm after college, grad school, and a stint as an environmental engineer. On a windy day at her small farm, Edwards told me that for her, farming means family.
My name is Kate Edwards. I'm a farmer in Iowa. I have a vegetable CSA on 1 acre of ground. I feed 30 families on that 1 acre and grow a wide variety of vegetables and direct market through the CSA to families in the community. When I was a little girl, I spent a lot of time with my grandpa, and I was kind of his sidekick. I think that connection that I had, my grandpa's a very he has a love for the land and a love for taking care of it. And he's always been a farmer, and he'll always be a farmer. Because of the nature of what I'm doing being vegetable related, which is more traditionally what would happen in a garden on a farm, I also feel a very special connection to my grandma as well. And it's really fun. When I first got started, I caught myself, you know, calling my grandma, you know, maybe once a month, saying, what do I need to do for this crop? Because she, you know, she gardened for 50 years, and really she was a huge teacher to me. And, you know, last summer my grandma came down and helped me wash tomatoes and just loved me in that way. It's an honor and a privilege, because to think that someone would want to learn from me, like the girl that works for me, or the volunteers that come out that I get to teach, or the kids that come out that I get to talk to, it's this huge privilege to think that I have knowledge that I get to share. And it's kind of humbling, because the only reason I have this knowledge is because other people have shared it with me. And so it's an amazing kind of humbling experience to see that kind of come full circle. It was really interesting. My grandma and I were walking on their farm just this spring, and we were walking past the black raspberry bushes, and she said something to the effect of, not many people care about these things anymore. And I said, Grandma, I do. And the reason that I do is because you guys taught me to. And I care about the seasons. I care about when things are ripe. I care about making sure I get up to the farm, you know, the 2 weeks in July when the black raspberries are ready, because I have those deep memories of being on the farm with my grandpa and grandma and them teaching me where those are. I care about those things, and I learn to watch the weather and to watch the seasons because they do.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/myfarmroots. That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. Whether you're traveling some blue highways of your own or staying quiet down on the farm this weekend, have a great one.